This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for another edition of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell here. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's one of only 27 board-certified NUCA doctors in the world. He's certified, or perhaps certifiable. I guess it depends on your point of view. He's a GAPS practitioner. We go through that thing. It helps us to understand many of the points of view that he has, to understand where he's coming from. You want to understand people, know where they come from. Jack comes from a long line. You have a lot of doctors, or is it Mary, your wife, got lots of doctors in the family?
No, right? Mary.
Mary has
yes,
yeah,
she's got several siblings that are either doctors of medicine, doctors of molecular biology. Even her baby sister has a doctorate. So.
And they all subscribe to your point of view.
No, when they found out she was dating a chiropractor.
Really?
They were going to have a family intervention.
Really?
They thought she had lost her mind.
Didn't work too well, did it?
Well, I've taken care of all of them at one time or another, except
really?
For one of them.
Well, what, the we just had our the president of the medical association.
That's right. He has not come under
he's
my
a
hands.
Stiff. I don't even know the guy, and I can tell you he's a stiff shirt. I can just tell by the way Mary describes him. So, anyway, you started to say something he is.
Well, no, I was just saying we just had our 22nd anniversary this last weekend, and in those 22 years, he has still not come to me. But he keeps saying he wants to because he's seen what I have done to his daughter. He's seen what I've done for his siblings.
Right.
And he just won't. He approached the office once but would not come through the front door.
Man, he's really a stick in the mud if that's the case.
Sure.
Good heavens. Even I could get Ken. I don't know if he's ever. I've never actually asked him whether Ken Cronus has ever been to a chiropractor. I have to ask him that and see.
I'll bet he has.
Yeah, I would bet he would too as well.
I mean, he's pretty
open minded
guy.
He works out a lot and he's got a little issue here and a little issue there, a little pain, a little. I actually found a new acupuncturist that I'm going to start going to today. I believe acupuncture, as in chiropractic, does great things. Things for having your body heal itself from within because it energizes. Why don't you explain a little bit the difference between chiropractic, because some people think they're the same, and they're not at all. Why don't you spend a moment, if you don't mind, explaining the difference between chiropractic and acupuncture and how they work.
Acupuncture has been around for thousands of years. The Chinese really developed the science behind it. But it's only in the last 3 or 4 or 5 decades we've begun to understand the effectiveness of it because we've had the equipment, the technology to understand what's going on when the using of the needles. And so if you understand that the body is electric, and even the cells themselves have electrical charges inside and outside, the fluid of our bodies have charges inside and outside, and we are definitely electrical beings, and we can measure this stuff. We measure it through EEG scans of the brain and scanning electromyography of muscles to find out that how healthy the nerves might be. And so the use of acupuncture and the needles is to help redirect in a proper line along what are called meridians these electrical fields to increase the electrical field around the body, because the better it flows, the better health is. Now, chiropractic was discovered in 1895. Discovered accidentally.
Discovered? Is that what is discovered?
Yeah, well, they've used the term discovered. It involved the return of hearing to someone who'd been stone deaf for 17 years.
Really?
And when they had done this, you take another minute, but it's a great story I can tell really quick.
Okay.
Dr. Palmer on the banks of the Mississippi River there in Davenport was working as a doctor taking care of patients, and he was studying Dr. Still's work, who was the founder of osteopathy. And he knew that the position of the bones in the spine had something to do with health, simply because they had a direct effect it on how healthy nerves were. And there was a janitor there who had been, he bent over 17 years prior to when this event took place with a heavy bucket of water. He heard something pop in his neck. For the next 2 weeks, there was some buzzing in the ears. The next 2 weeks, there was ringing in the ears, and then he was deaf. So Dr. Palmer approached him several times and said, "Hey, you know, when you bend over, I can see in your neck that something is out of alignment. Let me put it back into place." And the guy, you know, using sign language, everything else, says, "No, no, 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 no. The last time I heard a pop in my neck, I went deaf. Next time I might go blind." No.
Great.
But eventually he prevailed on him. And he said, and all we have in his journal is he said, "I wrenched the bone back into place." For the next 2 weeks, Harvey had ringing in his ears. The next 2 weeks, he had buzzing in his ears. And then his hearing was restored. So Dr. Palmer publishes in the Chicago paper, Kansas City paper, St. Louis paper, "Cure for deafness discovered in Davenport, Iowa." And so people started coming in left and right to see him. And later in his life, in his journals, prior to his death, he wrote down, "You know, I don't think I ever cured another case of deafness, but people would write me letters. My digestion's better. My migraines are gone. My low back is gone. I can go back to work. I'm not coughing and sneezing all the time." And he said, that's when we realized we had something.
There you go.
So, with chiropractic, it is specific movement of segments in the spine to restore nerve function. With acupuncture is working with the electrical fields around the body. So they're very different, but they have the same end result.
Yep. Well, I practice them both. I don't practice them. I get them practiced on me. I have for a long time. I have probably 35, 40 years been going to the same chiropractor, more or less. You know, the guy I tell you about who's here. You and him are very complimentary. He is, you know, because I go to you, he stays away from my neck. You know, a lot of the chiropractors around today will, you know, wrench your neck and it doesn't always feel so comfortable, but yeah, I remember the ABC News. Remember about 20 years or so ago, ABC had a big special on chiropractic and how a woman had a stroke when she was adjusted the wrong way. So from that, it kind of reminds me, the same thing happens with farms, dairy. One crew will go into a farm where a farmer's abusing the cows, and all of a sudden everybody that's a dairy farmer is a bad guy. And the same thing with this. The assumption that you get taken away. These people are so shallow. They come up with these stories. Okay, they don't like chiropractic because the drug companies that pay their salaries want to go zonk them. You know, it reminds me of Time Magazine going after the Scientologists because the board members, you know, Scientology was against drugs, and three of the board members on Time Warner were from Pfizer and the other drug companies.
Yeah,
I got no love for Scientology, but hello, duh.
Exactly.
You just follow these trails back, and it's so obvious what's going on.
Well, the biggest...
Go ahead.
Just the biggest competition to medicine is chiropractic.
Yeah.
There's 70,000 of them in America now.
Because people have been voting, more people spend money on alternative health than they do mainstream health.
Absolutely.
And remember 18 or 20 years ago, there was a lawsuit where the AMA was trying to keep... Well, I forgot which way the direction was blowing, whether the chiropractor was suing the American Medical Association or vice versa.
Well, yes.
Keep them from getting use of insurance and stuff like that.
Yeah, chiropractic was suing the AMA, and they won in George Katz and Daffner's court in Buffalo, and they were fined, I think it was $3 million. The AMA was fined $3 million in the final judgment for collusion against chiropractic, and the coup de grace was that the $3 million had to go to chiropractic research.
Yeah.
So
talk about swallowing hard on that one.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help you out. We're going to talk about a couple of relative bits and pieces of information. Cannabis is in the news, and how nutritionally can you fight a lot of things that are around right now. One of the things, and this is actually an interesting help, because nutritionally, you can lose weight. Most people understand. Eat well. You don't eat a lot. You watch your portions. That's what the most of the Jenny Craigs and all those outfits, you know, they tell you to eat this food, but don't eat a lot of it. And, you know, that kind of goes along with most anybody's common sense. The more you eat, the heavier you're going to get. Less you eat, you're going to get yourself into shape. You'll need a little help, though. Most people do. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is a fabulous product made in the USA, certified by the FDA. The facilities that it's made in are pristine. I've seen pictures of it. Really fabulous. Quality, purity, that's what they're known for. Been around for 23, 24 years. Both men and women looking to lose weight look a lot better after they've spent 45 or 50 days on the Calitrin, because that's when it really kind of kicks in at 45 days. That's why they guarantee that you'll start to lose weight in that time period and then stay with it. I certainly do, and I have. I don't need to lose weight, but I like the impact it has on the rest of my body, because its main ingredient is collagen protein, which our body cries out for. Right, Jack? I mean, we really need to have collagen protein.
Especially the older we get.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep. So get it. Find out all about it by going to toploss.com. That's their website. And when you decide, yep, this is the thing for you, use the DJV card on checkout. You want to pay for shipping, and you get their best bargains like buy three and get three free, that kind of stuff. Stay on the program, though. It has been so successful. So help yourself to success at toploss.com.
Start the year off right. Don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through January 29th. The savings add up fast when you get deals on your go-to brands, like HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. During our Just for Pros event, get 25% off 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Showcase. You can also take advantage of special offers and other savings opportunities to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or on lowesforpros.com and choose pickup. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid through 129, U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with our supplement of the week. Now, this is a new one on me, pal. I didn't even know that there was such a thing, so you're going to have to send me these so I can talk about them on the air. Organically bound minerals. What does that mean?
Well, they're from an organic source, primarily kelp and alfalfa juice. Mm-hmm. Alfalfa plants in areas where the soil will allow it. An alfalfa can grow, taproot can go as much as 20 to 25 feet deep in the soil, if you have soil that's that deep. And up in the Kettle Moraine area of where Standard Process grows their own crops, they do have soil like that. And so that soil brings a tremendous body of minerals into that plant that ends up in organically bound. And minerals are as important as vitamins, if not more so.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do want to get into that a little bit, because a lot of people think, oh, I'm just taking my vitamins. They don't think about minerals at all.
Yes.
So we'll give you some background into that and why it's important from our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website ForbiddenDoctor.com, as we continue our adventure this week on DJV Health.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Again, with more info, more help, more material for you to consider when it comes to understanding how to take care of you and your body, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website for his... There's two different platforms here. You can get a lot of help by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com when it comes to the specifics of how some of these things work. But you also, at JackStockwell.com, help people with... that's basically about chiropractic, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, no, but we also have, as you well know, we have a very large nutritional practice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you go there for that. Okay, so speaking of nutrition, we were talking about this organically bound mineral product that they have from Standard Process, which you can get at Jack's site, ForbiddenDoctor.com. The product is good for balancing out what they call the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Okay,
yes.
Al, time for an explanation.
Well, the sympathetic nervous system is our fight or flight. You know, something suddenly spooks you or scares you or worries you or hits you with heavy stress where you kind of, I got to do something. I got to, you know, if it's not running for your life, I got to take care of this. The parasympathetic is the rest and digest. It's where things slow down, digestion can take place, blood pressure drops, relaxation takes place. And these things are under the autonomic nervous system, the automatic aspect of your body. And they're to be in balance. If you got to run, fine. If you can relax, fine. But sometimes, due to constant stress, anxiety, and poor nutrition, one of these can dominate over the others. So that's where the type A personality comes in. That's where the couch potato comes in, when they go to opposite lengths of that balance line. And what organically bound minerals do is to provide the micronutrition that functions inside the cell requires its presence. What a vitamin is, it's just an enzyme. A vitamin is a coenzyme that brings a mineral that you've taken into your body through food or supplementation into a chemical reaction. If you have a lot of vitamins,
an example of that? What would be an example of that?
Oh, well, just the contraction of the heart and the balance between phosphorus and calcium and potassium and magnesium. There are enzymes that require those kinds of minerals present for a regular, steady beat of the heart when you're resting and a fast beat of the heart when anxiety or the need to run or just physical workout takes
protective.
Place.
It's a protective.
Yeah. But if you're deficient in potassium, you're going to get tachycardia. You're going to get a fast, rapid heart rate. If you're deficient in calcium, you're going to find it very difficult to get up and move around. Even if you take a bunch of vitamins for the heart, a bunch of vitamins for the nervous system, if those minerals aren't present, it's like, you know, getting in a race car, but there's no gasoline in the gas tank.
Right.
So that's what organically bound minerals are for.
The uninformed, and I say this unenlightened, not to be cruel, but there are people who, I take my multivitamin every day.
Right.
Does the average multivitamin have any minerals in it?
They may have a few, but they're usually really cheap minerals that from ground up rocks. The whole idea behind nature is that the minerals in the ground end up in that vegetable.
And what so do you need eat more, though? Do you need the mineral more or the vitamins? Or what's the balance?
Well, again,
here,
it's a balance thing. It's as long as you're getting your food from Mother Nature and an organic source, you're pretty well going to get a balance of minerals and vitamins that you need, provided that stuff was grown in good, healthy soils or something that ate the vegetable. You're going to get the vitamins and the minerals that you need. The problem is with commercial farming and commercial processing of animals, they're way out of balance.
Yeah, that's for sure. Wow. You're talking about these feedlots and these big, huge
terrible
factory farms. It's disgusting what you see there. Amazing that more people aren't even... Well, I think they're becoming more curious because they want to know where the food comes from, which is a good step in the right direction. Dr. Jack Stockwell stepping into our lives with info here on DJV Health.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after five Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The flaws and shortfalls of the World Health Organization were brought to light as the coronavirus ran rampant across the planet before the WHO had a chance to react. USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into the issue of the United States rejoining the flawed organization.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations responsible for international public health. The WHO Constitution, which establishes the agency's governing structure and principles, states its main objective as the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health on the Air, second half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell this week. I'm Doug Steffen, going through a lot of information. We're talking about vitamins and minerals to a point. There are, you know, when I think about minerals, I think about the ones that I take. The fact that I've always been very high on magnesium. I don't take potassium as regularly as I might, but the, you know, selenium. sodium. Sodium is salt, folks. Mm-hmm. Selenium, you know, all those things. I think it's hard to get them in the normal, you know, the normal vitamin. You know, I do the standard process thing with you so that I have vitamin B in all of its forms and C, which is so good for you, and D that you need, and other vitamins. And then there are a bunch of minerals that are, like, I've always wondered about iodine. I never know whether I've got too much or not enough, because I don't think there's a blood test for iodine, is there?
Yeah, there is. There is, but if you get iodine from a food source,
fish.
And your body doesn't...
Shellfish.
From the prolamine iodine that Standard Process makes is bound to a protein. If you're getting more than your body needs, it's going to go out through the urine. It's not going to build up.
Mm-hmm.
But there are metallic forms of iodine that too much of it can be a little irritating to the system. But every cell in your body has iodine receptor sites on the wall of the cell. Mm-hmm. Iodine is absolutely essential to life. And we know that women who are pregnant who have low levels of iodine are suffering the eventual IQ of their children.
Wow.
We learned from research 100 years ago or so, just German research. German research 100 years ago in health was the leading research on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew back then that a mother sufficiently saturated with iodine when she conceives and goes through pregnancy can deliver a child with 10 to 20 points higher IQ than herself.
Oh, it's, wow.
Which is why iodine deficiency leads to something called myxedema. It's a serious problem with brain development, retardation, in some cases even Downs.
Wow, he's out. Man, who knew that? I didn't know that. All right, well, that's why it's good to have you here as we practice what we preach here in terms of food and food science. Although I will tell you, I've stayed away from iodine, and I don't know necessarily why I have.
There was a study back in the 50s, the Wolf-Chaikoff study, which was absolutely bunk science.
Yeah.
And this is when the wheat industry, the milling industry was using iodine in bread as a wonderful source of dietary iodine,
mm-hmm.
but it was too expensive compared to bromine. So iodine got a bad name. Bromine came on the scene that makes
bread.
It's another halogen gas. Just like iodine is a halogen, so is bromine, chlorine,
so
fluorine.
Good for you? Yeah.
No. It's poisonous. It's extremely poisonous.
Lovely. Yeah.
And it can cause problems with the brain, but it made the white bread whiter than the iodine did. And so iodine got pushed to the side. Some bad science came out and said iodine bad, bromine good. And so the theme now in modern medicine is that very little amounts of iodine. Now, if you look at the RDA for iodine, it's just 150 micrograms, which is just enough iodine to stop goiter from forming in the body.
Is that what the iodine, I've forgotten, prolamine iodine that the Standard Process has, is that how much is in those little capsules?
No, it's 3 grams. It's a lot more. It's a lot. You don't need much.
So is it
much.
Too much?
No. Again, it's locked up with food. It's locked up with a protein. Anything that you eat that came essentially from Mother Nature that is more than you require is going to go right out through the urine or it's going to go out through the colon.
So you'll know you have enough if you supplement with it. And if it's not needed, just out it goes.
There you go.
That's good to know. All right, let's keep moving here. The COVID situation and what we're doing about it as we get more into the weeds here. There was something that I did on the DJV program earlier that was a focus on the latest studies having to do with who's dying and how many people are really dying from COVID. And it really is. And I can't seem to get through because everybody, I don't know what there is other than the money that the hospitals get for declaring you died of COVID. But Larry King's a perfect example. He died the other day. He had COVID, but he had also had a number of heart attacks. His heart was like nothing. It was like a bag of worms. He had lung cancer. He had prostate cancer. He smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day for 40 some odd years. And he was known even when he was on the air on TV, you could see him smoking. He couldn't give up smoking. Smoke, 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 puff, puff, puff. So that's really what killed him. The fact that he had COVID at the end sort of finished off the job. But the post-op report will say he died of COVID. He didn't die of COVID. He may have had he had consequences, but he was going to die anyway. But I mean, soon. He was in bad shape. So, you know, I think we need to point that out more often than not because these stats are nuts.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, if someone could explain to me how Dr. Fauci or Gates or some of these other big pushers actually have admitted at various times that no virus has ever been totally isolated or defined of a COVID type, how can you report that these severe variant strains are cropping up in these various places? They never fully isolated the COVID. So how can they possibly create a test that identifies it? It's political and it's money.
We have a couple of, on our social media DJV show, we had a poll about Fauci. The first question was, did you know he was the highest paid government employee in the country? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
$417,000 a year he makes more than the president.
That's more than the president, yes.
Yeah, right. So, that's his longevity. He's 80 years old, so he's been around for a while. But the more damning thing that's come out this week is the research that he, even though Obama told the government employees not to be involved in the Obama administration in this research that was being done in Wuhan, Fauci took money from the National Institute of Health to help fund the so-called research that was being done in the Wuhan laboratories.
Yes.
And that's getting more mainstream because it looks like he could have not done it, and he says he did it because he wanted to, you know more about the virus. But there are those who say, well, the money didn't really go. If, in fact, he's genuine about it, and I have no reason to think he isn't, but he was naive not to know what the Chinese were really doing. And I think that's where the criticism comes. He should have known what they were doing with the stuff they were playing with. I don't understand the molecular structure or all of that stuff, but when you look into it, and he must have had the information as to what they actually were proposing to do in altering that thing and putting the whatever those little spiky things were on it, which are aimed at only one thing, and that's to get it to stick to your lungs. You know, hello, what's ding, 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 ding?
I think there's going to be an awful lot more information like that rising to the surface.
Yeah.
And now that Biden's in office, you see the lockdowns are starting to disappear. This is going to blow away, I think, by even before spring hits us. This is just going to end up being a bad memory.
Yeah, what do you mean, the whole COVID? Yeah, I think you're right about that. But I do want to spend a little bit more time talking about immune cells and that sort of thing.
Sure.
We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder. I saw the TV ad that accompanies the radio ad for Prevagen the other day. And it basically says, I mean, the message is clear and it's the same. If you want a healthier brain and a better life, take this all-natural substance, the proven brain health supplement, Prevagen, available at drugstores, available at health food stores, available online. It really is a very good addition to your daily routine. It improves your short-term memory. It also, the age-related cognitive impairments that we suffer, take care of those as well. So take care of your body and your brain as you get older. Please add Prevagen to your daily routine. It's improvement like you wouldn't believe. You'll notice the difference almost right away. Healthier brain, better life equals Prevagen.
Demystifying mindfulness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Mindfulness is all the rage and is certainly in vogue. Mindfulness is not a new age concept or even a mystical one, however. You don't have to sit cross-legged or chant Om or even subscribe to any particular belief system to be mindful. In fact, to be mindful simply means to be aware. That's it. To be mindful is to be aware of what you're doing. Think about it. How many things do you do on autopilot every day? How many times are you thinking about the past or future every moment? To be mindful is to realize that the past is gone, the future can never be reached, and all we ever have is this present moment. The more aware you become of the present moment, the more mindful you are. And the more mindful you are, the more you will excel at anything you're doing. For more on mindfulness, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We are now focusing on the fact that cannabis is, every time I get a kick out of this, people would joke, the girls on the DGV show joke with me this week about Jack, Ken, because every time he's on, he has some negative report on pot. he's a very traditional guy, and he doesn't like pot. So, but there are all kinds of things, you know, and he teases me because I'm growing I'm not, but I have a facility on my farm that's being built that will grow cannabis, and the only reason I'm doing it is to pay off the mortgage, but it'll help a lot of people, and I think that's kind of where we're coming from. There was actually one of the studies this week suggested that if you're using cannabis, some derivative of cannabis, it'll lessen the impact of COVID. I don't know if you've seen that or not, Jack.
I haven't seen that, but I can understand why.
How? Why? Why would you
Well,
say
it's the CBD portion of it. It's the oil portion of it. And we have cannabinoid receptors throughout the entire body, the brain, the kidneys, the heart, the liver, the lungs especially. And for some reason, as we developed on this planet, we developed right along with Mother Nature, and there's something in that cannabinoid stuff that actually decreases inflammatory processes. And, of course, the COVID.
Well, that's what they say about the cannabis does what inflation causes. You've said this, Annie, you've said this hundreds of times if you said it once here. Between the impact of what rust that we have going on our body, because that's what it is, inflammation, between what goes on in your gut and inflammation, it's all, you know, your gut predicates what your health is going to be.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If you've got stuff in there that creates inflammation, then, you know, you're going to be sick.
Especially if it gets in the bloodstream. Yes,
right.
That you're going to be
so
sick.
Cannabis,
you're going to be chronically sick.
Then cannabis would short-circuit that how?
Well, we have a product called hemp oil complex that has the hemp oil, extremely low levels of THC, which is the psychedelic aspect of it.
Right.
But what it does is it helps to suppress systemic inflammation throughout the body. It helps to suppress pain that's brought by the presence of the inflammation. Now, people have been smoking pot for a long time, have known that, but it's not so much the THC in the pot as it was the cannabis, the oil, the CBD oil, the cannabinoid oil that's inside of pot that actually has a very healing, ameliorative effect in restoring tissue inflammation.
That would explain why it reduces migraine pain. I know people who have migraines. Yeah. And they take a capsule, a couple of my friends, in fact, are on the capsule. They don't smoke because they don't like the smoke, but
The medical industry doesn't want this out there because it's extremely inexpensive. It's very cheap, just like hydroxychloroquine. It's extremely cheap. You can't make money on it. You can't patent it because Mother Nature made it. But it does have a very restorative effect if it is just the oil you're using. I'm certainly not promoting the THC.
No, I understand. Well, you can get that. You can have the same benefit, basically, from using hemp products, because the hemp products don't have the THC, and they have basically the same benefit. So it's, and if you're all worked up about cannabis, then you don't have to take it. Don't do the cannabis. Do the hemp products, which are fabulously, just amazingly effective and popular. And, yep, the medical business wants to kill that. The drug business, kill them. Man, if they can, kill them before people get wise to it. All right, Jack, we'll continue in a matter of moments. You're listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com. Take that symptom survey. You'll find it very helpful along with his staff. They are very helpful as well. This is DJV Health.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor time. Well, there's always time for, do we always need the doctor? How many people actually have, that's a great question, of the people that come to see you, Jack, how many people are regular patients, or do they come just because they have an emergency? What would you say was the percentage of people that come into your clinic in Salt Lake that come with regularity versus those who only come when they can't walk, they can't move, they're in dire straits? Because I think that's a, people often, I don't need to go to the doctor, I feel fine. They don't know what's going on inside their body, but okay, because on the surface I feel fine, I'm not going to go to the doctor.
Yeah, or get a check. That's a really good question. It's a good observation that you're making that would ask that question. because...
Well, I get 2 points from you then, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, and we've hardly even gotten started.
I know
it. No, I have. I've been in practice in Salt Lake since 95, early 90, about, well, I guess that's, what, 26 years. Mm-hmm. And I have seen close to 19,000, or just over 19,000 people. Of those 19,000, I would say 3,000 to 4,000 are pretty regular.
Really?
In regular in the sense that I would see them once, twice, maybe three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10%, I'd say 10% of the people I see, because I saw one yesterday, that I haven't seen in years, and they suddenly have an emergency.
Right.
And so I asked the fellow yesterday, he says his headaches were back, he couldn't move his shoulder, he couldn't stand up straight. And I said, well, who else have you seen? He looks at me like, well, nobody. That's why I'm here. In other words, he didn't go to the ER, he came to me first.
Came to you first.
Because all he remembers right, what happens last time.
Yep. All right. So that's good to hold a memory like that. The vaccine situation is something that you are not going to get. Jack's website, by the way, is ForbiddenDoctor.com. For catch-up, and jackstockwell.com, too. It depends on the matter of which you are concerned. But a lot of people go and do the symptom survey at Forbidden Doctor because they'll get a round overview, a roundup of what's going on in their body and with their personal health. And so people, when they're, you know, they might, when they come to the office like that guy did, do you have, give them the survey and have them fill it out while they're waiting to have
No. Because my treatment is so quick, as you know,
yeah.
Most of them, more than half of them, come in, they chit-chat for a couple of minutes, they want to be fixed, and then they want to be sent on their way.
See, right.
And okay. So there's not really time to do the survey, because you know how comprehensive it is.
All right, let me ask the question a different way. Are people asking you about vaccines?
Yes.
And okay, and so you're giving them the routine.
Well, I tell them go to Forbidden Doctor, to my radio shows. Edited radio shows that are on the homepage.
Right.
And I said, that's about all I've talked about for the last 6 months.
All right. So then you on these must have talked about the Merck. We were just talking about whether you need a third shot or not. Some people are saying the Moderna especially needs to have a third shot. And how will you know? And the girls were saying, well, you won't know until you
well,
go to the hospital.
You know, Moderna also said yesterday that any variants that come out, they think that their vaccine's going to cover that.
Yes.
Which is a little different than what
they said. But that's what you need a third shot for, apparently, much of anything else. All right, so we have the Pfizer, the Moderna. We have one from Johnson & Johnson. I know Merck was trying to come up with something, but they've stopped it, right? Because
yeah, they stopped because they said that they found out that the immune response that was generated was inferior to people who had already recovered from COVID-19.
What does that mean, though? What does that
mean? Well,
the
whole idea of the vaccine is not to prevent COVID. Mm-hmm. It's not to stop the spread of COVID. It's to decrease your symptoms of COVID when you get COVID. And then they found out the more people that they scan that have positive PCR tests that are asymptomatic, and the survival rate under 75 years being greater than 99%, they said, yeah, why spend any more money on this? So they decided they're going to spend money on more research for instead of a vaccine, they want antiviral development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they think that that's going to be help the people more and be more beneficial financially.
Time will tell, I guess, on that score. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with the latest from Navage, the nasal care system that is being recommended by all kinds of folks because it's all natural. The fast, all-natural relief that comes by using the Navage nasal care system is really second to none. If you have allergies, you get sinus problems, you have all those germs and viruses and allergens and things that you get into your nose, clean the mucus out with the Navage nasal care system. You can find it all over the place, but the best place for the best price is to go online to Navage.com and to get the system. Batteries are included. I get a kick out of saying that. But really, there's so much stuff in the air. Clean your nose. Blow it out. You can do it with regularity. Very safe because it's all natural. Go to Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.